Now let us move forward to the 14th chapter.
If you can just summarize, you know, with this, you know, beginning.
The whole chapter? Yes.
And that last one. That will give you a real little idea about the...
The whole chapter...
13th chapter in the short. Idam Sariram Kshetranya. Kshetran chapter. Kshetranya Jani Vala. And then last, this one.
It's such a large question, but I will. All right. This chapter, as the remaining five chapters, all the six chapters I had said earlier, constitute one important block. In the Bhagavad Gita, there are three blocks: first six chapters, next six chapters, the last six chapters. The last six chapters are a kind of an appendix which contains some of the most important things which are either expounded earlier or expounded by giving a hint but not yet fully expounded. But whatever is expounded here is expounded in the context of a very important theme. That theme is the psychology of the bondage of the soul and the liberation of the soul from the bondage. It is not only a Jnana Yoga, but it is something that is, you cannot be liberated according to Bhagavad Gita's teaching unless you attain to Amritam Dharma. The very definition of liberation that is given in these chapters is different from the kind of definition that you get in many scriptures, in many other books of the world. This is a very important theme. In fact, this is a central teaching of the Gita. We have to remember that question of Arjuna in the beginning was, I want to be free. That was his basic call. Why this ghoram karma? Why this terrible action here? Is it not that by doing this ghora karma, I shall be responsible for the destruction of the kula dharma, as a result of which I shall go to hell and remain bound? Is it not good for me to go out of this action, take sannyasa, which gives me freedom? So his whole question was, what is freedom? And Sri Krishna says, do this. So this basic question of Arjuna, underlying question of Arjuna was, shall I not be bound even to hell if I come into this action? Shall I not be liberated if I really renounce and take sannyasa and pursue the path of knowledge and attain to samadhi and to get liberated? That was his basic question. Now Sri Krishna's answer is fight. That was his basic answer, fight. In doing so, he wants to tell Arjuna that the freedom that you are seeking will be obtained by fighting, in the fighting, in remaining in the field of action. So how to have freedom even while you do the action? Is it possible to do an action and yet to be free? In the time when this teaching was being given to Arjuna, a trend had arisen which said that action only keeps you in action and bound to action. If you want freedom, then renounce action and enter into the path of knowledge, and by attainment of knowledge you get freedom. This was the trend, and Arjuna seems to be influenced by that trend when he poses his question at the beginning of the Bhagavad Gita. Sri Krishna wants to combat with that idea. Now, that combating is done in these last six chapters. He has already combated, already has answered. Basic answer has been given already in the 12th chapter, where Sri Krishna says that the highest action is the action which proceeds from the Supreme Divine. Then by showing in the 11th chapter, Vishwarup Darshan, where Supreme Divine Himself is engaged in the war. The Lord Himself is in the war. And Lord Himself is fighting. He Himself has intended. He says, I already killed them all. Therefore He says, now you only act. You don't even act. You just become Nimitta Matram. You only become the instrument. When the Lord has decided to act and is acting through you, you simply become passive to that action. To do the Divyam Karma, to do the Lord's work, not only to do the work for the Lord, but to do Lord's his own work, that is the state of complete freedom. That answer is given already.